Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating three men suspected of raping a woman on Avenue of the Giants early this morning. The suspects were seen driving a light blue older model Ford van with no side windows. The suspects were all described as white male adults, late teens to early 20s, and one suspect, with red hair, could have injuries to his nose and face after the victim reported she had hit him with a tree branch during the assault. Two more suspects are described as one with blonde hair wearing dark jeans, and the other with brown hair. The victim told deputies who responded to the hospital to interview her that she had been walking southbound on 101 when she got a ride from an unknown Asian female who dropped her off near the Pepperwood exit. She then said she walked down to the Eel River and went for a swim, and while doing so, she lost some of her clothing in the water. She began walking towards her mother's house in Wyatt when she encountered the three suspects, but declined a ride from them. The victim then reported they later jumped out of the bushes and sexually assaulted her. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. With the passage of Assembly Bill 109, also known as realignment, the state of California shifted the responsibility of monitoring people convicted of felony crimes from the state level to the local level, and the effects are being felt here in Humboldt County. More and more nonviolent offenders are being booked and released on their own recognizance. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum explains why these people are being released.
The person arrested has to fit the matrix that they've drawn up for people to be accepted at the jail. Certain people will not be accepted at the jail.
Harpum points out that numerous organizations and individuals are not happy with realignment policies.
The Sheriff's Association, the Chiefs of Police Association, the League of California Cities, they're all bombarding the legislature with letters, and so are citizens. I know a lot of these citizens from these neighborhood watch meetings I've been attending are writing their congressmen.
AB 109 was signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown in 2011. Police are busy looking for various suspects. Dan Squire has more.
In local crime news, Arcata police are searching for a suspect in a shooting incident over the weekend. That suspect, described as an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, with red hair and a mustache, was last seen driving a newer model Nissan Maxima with Oregon license plates, and he left the scene of an altercation in Arcata. The sheriff's office is searching for a suspect who committed a home invasion robbery in Carlotta over the weekend. That suspect, described only as an adult male, about 5'9", who spoke with a slight accent, pistol-whipped the victim and stole his 2000 silver Toyota pickup truck, license plate number 8U16001.
Thanks, Dan. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state legislature has until June 15th to get a budget bill that Governor Brown will sign onto the governor's desk. State Assembly Budget Committee Chairman Bob Blumenfield highlighted some of the details contained in the budget approved by the committee last week, and that will now be heard by the Assembly. Blumenfield notes help for middle-class families.
Our budget prioritizes new investments in K-12 education, fulfilling the promise to the voters who approved the governor's tax initiative last November. Our budget creates a new scholarship that cuts tuition by 40% at our public universities for students whose parents earn $150,000 or less. After years of jaw-dropping fee increases, the middle-class scholarship will provide much-needed and long-overdue relief.
Blumenfield also points out changes to how small businesses will be treated in Sacramento.
Our budget plan includes the establishment of an unprecedented 5-day processing standard for new business licenses and export licenses. It also helps our veterans get the benefits they have earned to get medical care or get a small business loan. And after seeing court closures across California, our budget will help courts to improve access to justice.
And Blumenfield also pointed out that the budget contains rainy day reserves and a budget that is projected for several years down the road. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.